Well, it's 717 and 69 degrees here at the WWIB studios. And I have to admit, and this is pulling back the curtain a little bit, the three of us are here in studio and we're all just kind of trying to figure out, like, what do you say on a Monday morning after the weekend that we've had in this nation? It's hard to find what to say. You don't want to put your foot in your mouth. You don't want to be offensive to anyone, but you struggle because, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about things and how do I put that into words.
Probably everybody who's listening a different place in terms of the degree to which they followed. I mean, for me,
yeah. You
know, home with my kids, my wife's away in Africa, and just a horrible shooting in El Paso, mm-hmm. a Walmart and a mall, 22 dead, and a four-page manifesto. We've heard some of the coverage in the news in terms of trying to kill as many Hispanics as he could. I mean, it's just awful. Mm-hmm. Nightmarish, hellish, and then to wake up Sunday and hear, oh, in Dayton, 9 more people killed, and now apparently the shooter's sister was among the 9.
Yeah.
So.
It's unfathomable.
I know the Dayton one, I found out about that when I, you know, opened my phone up and it was actually a Facebook, you know, so-and-so had marked themselves safe because I know a ton of people in that area because that was 40 minutes from where I went to college. Mm. And so that one, you know, even though it's not my home anymore, it was for 3 years in that area. And it's beyond fathoming to me at some point where it's, you know, well, now we're saying, well, which mass shooting are we talking about over the weekend, too? And it's tough to know how to process that and know how to respond. I want to, again, lift up these hurting communities as we are hurting in this community as well, too. And it's touched very, very close to home here. But, you know, trying to figure out, there are so many people throwing opinions out, too. And you don't want to be paralyzed by inaction. But at the same time, sometimes I wonder, do we push our agenda on one side or another immediately following a tragedy rather than mourning with those who mourn and grieving with those who grieve? And yet can we still stand around and not do anything of some sort? And that's what I struggle with processing after things like this.
I like what you said there. I mean, I think, yes, absolutely. Mourning with those who mourn, grieving with those who grieve, and being brokenhearted too. I mean, I think that's where for us to be broken about it and broken for our nation. I mean, this is just horrendous to see, and we want to see a change. And again, the president is going to address the nation in 1 hour and 40 minutes. So.
Lots of confusion out there, I think. And I think, you know, the heart of this is we need to love. Jesus calls us to love. God calls us to love. And we need to love. We need to love each other, no matter of our race, color, creed. We need to love.
Sure. And then questions, how does that practically play out, right? I mean, 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind. And I think in terms of social media discussions, I think as you're referencing people's opinions, like some of the name calling.
I know.
I'm not just saying in the last 2 days, but just in general.
In general.
Like, Ben Sasse of Nebraska wrote a book called Them. I mean, it's just about like, why is it we have this hatred and we can't even dialogue seemingly anymore? And I think that those are important conversations to have.
Absolutely. You know, I saw on Facebook, I'm frantically searching here, Jason, your friend Jason, who we've kind of both gotten to, well, I've kind of recently gotten to know maybe a little fraction a bit. But he said it so perfectly. And he talked about, Jesus said that faith was like a mustard seed. A tiny seed produced a huge plant. Do you know what else is like that? Hate. Tiny seeds of contempt, gossip, and moral superiority grow massive. Words, ideas, and rhetoric have more power than we care to admit. And like that really took me back this morning. Jason, if you're listening, thank you for posting that, because that really took me back this morning. And, you know, it is those seeds of hate can just grow so huge. And
so we want to we truly want to embody love, not just love for, you know, Jesus himself said, anybody can love somebody who loves you. Can you love those who hate you? Mm. We want that. We want to love one another doing this morning show, and we want to send out love to you, whether you agree or disagree. So there you go.
Months get warmer. The average American does 53 hours of manual labor around the house and yard every month.
What?
I'm pretty sure that I'm killing the curve on that, and that my wife is probably picking up my slack. Nearly a full day every month, 21 hours, is devoted just to home-related tasks, while even more, 32 hours a month, goes into keeping the yard looking fresh. I think I just don't care. That's
32 yeah. hours a month?
That seems like a lot.
During these warm months.
Wait, but that's just outdoor care. That's not like housekeeping tasks.
They say 32 hours a month is outdoor care. 21 hours is home-related tasks. They don't say whether that's inside or outside.
I disagree.
But I do have...
I think maintaining the inside and the laundry and the cleaning of the toilets and the dishes and the never-ending laundry. Did I mention laundry?
Thinking inside and outside, what is your most disliked chore? And you can weigh in on this at 715-396-1670. We'll see what is...
Cleaning the ferret cage.
That did not make the top 10.
I have not done that. I've just, as I watch it happen.
Let's Letterman the thing. Number 10, outdoor cleaning, like the yard or patio.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 9, vacuuming. I do not mind vacuuming. You guys?
I hate vacuuming. Okay. This is why. Have I talked?
I'm sure I've talked about
my vacuum on the radio before. No, my vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
My vacuum, I'm going to just tell you, I got my vacuum in 1997, somewhere in there, free from a thrift sale when I bought a $50 sofa. Okay?
Wow.
I didn't know
thrift sales have add-on
deal,
things.
Right?
Yeah,
it was a smoking deal. I got a free vacuum when I bought a $50 couch. Still the vacuum I'm using 20-some years later.
Okay.
It is amazing. Awful.
Okay.
And I keep telling, honey, we need a new vacuum. We don't need a new vacuum. There's nothing wrong with that vacuum. And you hardly ever vacuum. Why would we get a new vacuum if you never vacuum? I never vacuum because I hate our vacuum. And using it, okay, to get it to move forward, I have to, like, I do this thing where I, like, hit it with my knee to start the forward momentum because I can't get it to push forward on my own.
Can I make an
appeal? And my back hurts every time I vacuum. Like, 3 days, my back is killing me.
We're only on number 9.
I know. We're going to have to continue this. I'm just going to make an appeal to Dean. Dean, this was a free vacuum.
Yes.
It was a throw-in.
Before I was married to
him. And it's more than 20 years old.
Yes.
So
this vacuum is now legal.
You've actually even been to the vacuum...
Museum.
I mean...
Yeah, maybe it's time to donate this vacuum to said
museum. I should have taken it with on vacation. And I don't want some used vacuum. I actually want, for the first time in my life, a brand new vacuum. Not a new to me vacuum. I want a brand new vacuum.
Because this has spun off into chore horror stories, we will continue this discussion later of our most disliked chores because we're only at number 9 counting.
We made it
up to 1.
I know.
715-396-1670. What's your most hated chore? It's a good Monday topic. Well, speaking of home ownership and contact Dana, if you're looking to get a different one, maybe you have so many chores built up, you're like, let's just sell this sucker and get another one. We were talking about this earlier, and we kind of got derailed in a good way because Hillary needs a vacuum. The average American does 53 hours of manual labor around the house and yard every single month during warm months of the year. I think that is redonkulous.
I agree.
Why in the world would you want to do that?
I agree.
Probably because you're a better homeowner than me. But nearly a full day every month, 21 hours devoted to home-related tasks, while 32 hours a month going to keeping the yard looking fresh. And so we were going with... What are our most disliked chores? Great Monday topic.
Yeah.
Number 10 was outdoor cleaning, yard, and patio. Number 9 was vacuuming. And that's where we hit a screeching halt because we found out that Hillary's vacuum is
like 21.
I think you guys need to get – I'm going to have to leave at 8:30, but I think you guys got to get Dean on the line at 8:45.
Yeah, he's not at
and he gets
today.
To give his side of the vacuum story.
Yes.
So yeah, okay,
that would be funny.
Because
be funny.
We have folks actually sending in, here's a vacuum that you need, right. Girl. And Dean probably does need to be
what's the rest of the list?
Time.
Okay, let's try to get through the list.
Number 8, most disliked chores from 10 to 8. Number 8, tending to the garden.
Oh, yeah, I don't garden.
Might be
especially weeding,
people,
though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
you ever
I
pick potato bugs?
No.
Ew! No.
Worse. Okay. Number 7, laundry.
Okay.
I feel like that could be higher for some folks.
Well,
I actually do not mind folding laundry.
Oh, really?
I don't mind it, no, because then I watch TV.
Okay.
Oh,
so, but yeah. I'm sort of the reinforcements. I'm like the spark plug off the bench where it's like, oh, yeah, I'll fold some laundry. Mm-hmm. My wife is the one who does loads and loads and loads of laundry
and
day after day after day.
And
so.
Call in, actually, and say that that was her least favorite, too, because there's so many stages and phases. You've got to sort it. You've got to wash it. You've got to dry it. You've got to fold it. You've got to get it put away. Yeah, no, I agree.
Most disliked chores in order, number 6, washing dishes.
Yeah,
I have to
I don't
say
mind
one
that.
Of the most... I can't stand washing dishes. One of the most depressing things in the world for me is when both sides of the sink are completely full of dishes because I can't just go wash them. I need to, like, at least unload one side of the sink.
We have a dishwasher, but I got to say, when you get it, there's something. I did it over the weekend. You get done, and you go, look at what's accomplished.
Yeah. That's
I
a
like
great
that.
Feeling. It's just
my
a motivation of getting it started.
My family knows not to put the dirty dishes in the sink because I hate having to unload the sink to fill it with water.
Most dislike chores, number five. This is what I plan to do tonight, weather allowing, mowing the lawn. I'm just so thankful that I only have to mow one lawn now that I'm actually not dreading it too much. Number four, laying mulch. Is it just where you, like, cut a big rip in the bag and just shake
it
off? That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Number three, edging the lawn. I have never edged a lawn before.
Well, my dad used to do that. I'm just not an edger.
Well, because our sidewalk, especially on the back side of our house, because we live on a corner lot, the sidewalk just gets filled in.
We can finish this. I know we can.
Number two, okay, cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's got to be the toilet.
And number one, Mark actually mentioned this earlier, pulling weeds. Most disliked chores, pulling weeds.
On the bathroom front, when my husband and I were dating, he went into a whole tirade over how men do a better job cleaning bathrooms than women. And, he's been
we
reminded of that.
We have lots of things to talk to him
we
about.
So
that's coming up
things.
In about 25
so
minutes.
So he's been cleaning the bathroom ever since?
No, not really.
Did we miss any on this list?
Think.
Most disliked chores, 715-396-1670. We cannot get you out of them, but you can commiserate and misery
Dustin?
Together
Dustin
on Monday.
Dustin didn't make the list.
My kids love dusting. I bought really cute feather dusters with big froofy feathers on them, and they dust
I do not remember the last time I dusted.
That was always my Saturday morning chores. I can still that was always my sister. I never had the dusting assignments. I think I was vacuuming.
Under the bus, we welcome Dean Roth, the incomparable Dean, back to the WIB Wake Up Show here. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Yeah, I recognize that theme. I guess I must be under the bus again.
Okay, so Dean, are you ready for this morning's topics?
I have no idea what this morning's topic is, so yeah, go ahead and let's see what we have.
Normally, he's a faithful listener.
Right. Yeah. One word, darling. Vacuums.
Vacuums. Yes.
What could I
be? We have a fine vacuum.
We do not have a fine vacuum.
We do. It's great. It works every time we plug it in and turn it on. It works perfectly.
What do you look for in a vacuum, Dean?
What do I look for in a vacuum? One that actually gets used, I guess. But
we're fighting.
Oh, the one that we have works fine. It was free with purchase of something at a thrift sale, I guess. And
honestly, that was kind of my takeaway from Hillary's story/complaint before. Is that the whole free with purchase idea does not need to be limited to retail establishments. You can do it at thrift sales and get rid of more junk that way.
What
so,
an incentive. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hey, babe, so this vacuum was free with purchase. The light doesn't work on it anymore. I have to kick it with my knee to get it to move forward, and my back hurts for 3 days after I use it. But yes, it does pick up things from the floor. I'll give you that. But here's a thought. I bought those really great bike shorts on a smoking good deal at Savers last night. I found bike shorts, Caleb. I got them for $8.
Really?
They retail for over $100.
That is incredible.
Dean, yes. Can I use the savings from just that one pair of bike shorts and buy myself a new vacuum?
The savings? Wow, I think the savings have already been absorbed. I'll have to look. Let's see. There should be a cloth bag around here with dollar signs on it. That's the big bag of money. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, we don't have money. It's okay.
It's under the furniture that doesn't get moved when
yes!
she doesn't vacuum.
That could be. Yeah, I can tape a flashlight to the front of the vacuum cleaner. I didn't realize that was an issue. That's on me.
Now, my question, furthermore, about the vacuum is, Dean, do you ever use the vacuum, or is it secondhand knowledge based on Hillary's, I'm assuming, fairly frequent complaints about it?
Oh, no, it's my direct experience. I have used the vacuum, and I guess I didn't realize the headlight was out on it. I typically walk into a room, and if it's dark, we've got these, what do you call them again? Switches, I guess, yeah.
Clever.
And
if you
want to
get in the
on.
Corners, you need the headlights, dear.
Well, and we learned why vacuum cleaners have headlights at our visit to the Vacuum Cleaner Museum in St. James, Missouri.
We actually did, because they used to screw into light bulb receptacles, and then you wouldn't have light in your room because they didn't have plug-ins when they invented vacuums. So, yeah.
So if this vacuum is over two decades old, is it getting close to belonging in the museum, or how much life, healthy life, productive life do you think this vacuum has left in it?
Oh, I'm sure it has much, much more healthy, productive life in it.
I mean, are we talking like send it with one of the girls to college eventually, or?
Oh boy, I don't know. It's pretty
yes,
nice.
Yes, if we send it to college with Alyssa. No, if we send it to college with Alyssa, we'll need a new one at home. I only have four more years to use this vacuum. I like
well,
the idea.
I suppose there's a light at the end of the wind tunnel.
Usually when someone's saying four more years, it has like some political connotation.
Yeah.
But this is with, what brand is this? Hoover?
It's a wind tunnel.
Wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Hoover wind tunnel,
Hoover
yeah.
wind tunnel.
Right on.
I believe it was one of the finest ones made at the time.
It was one of the first ones made, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know if we've reached an impasse here or not, but...
Love you, darling. Dean.
Love you, too.
Yes. I have a song I picked out just for us because it's one of my favorites. It's by J.J. Heller. It's called Meant to Be. So have a good day. I'll see
you as well.
In a bit.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.